Prime Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, welcome to AfterBuzz TV, the after show for Castle. Look at our fabulous dancers over here. My goodness, I love it. Get on with yourself. So this episode is Sleeper, and these two over here are not sleeping on the job at all.
We're raring to go tonight. We're very
ready
sassy.
To go. So welcome everybody. As I mentioned, this is episode 20, season 7. Sleeper is our episode. And if you're listening to us on SoundCloud or iTunes, make sure to say hello in the comments and rate us 5 stars. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to give us a thumbs up and comment below as well. Yay. You can find all of us on Twitter and chat with us throughout the episode. We have our phones and our computers here. You can find me at Heather Joy Smith.
You can find me at Atorres890.
And I'm at J2 Snyder.
Heck yeah.
Yes. So welcome, everybody. Let's talk some Castle, why don't we?
It was good to be back.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It was also good to get some answers to what we've been questioning throughout all 20 episodes.
But just to throw everybody off, are they real answers?
I was just going to say that as well.
I don't know. I don't trust Jenkins. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't either. And I feel like this could very well have been what had happened, but I feel like it's maybe like 60% truth and 40% completely off base.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, we don't really have like a play-by-play of those 2 months.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So what did he do and what did he consent to do? And, I mean, this whole, like, his memory was erased, so.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was able to be, like, in the back of a truck being shot at, I can just imagine what those full 2 months were actually about, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like the amount of info that we were given in this episode probably could have only taken up like a week's worth of time.
Probably.
Not 2 months.
Maybe a day.
Yeah, maybe.
In movie time.
Exactly,
TV time.
Though. Really, though. It could have been just one day that all of this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like we are missing so much of the puzzle piece still.
But I'm glad that we got at least a good, not a huge chunk, but a good amount.
Yeah.
Chunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
We got some answers. I feel like the word's exposition, isn't it? That this was just like massive exposition in this episode.
It was like vomiting information at us at all times throughout the entire episode.
Yeah. I completely agree.
By the way, Stephen Lemieux is in the house.
Anyway, can we get into it?
Yeah, so let's talk about this episode. We kind of open up with Beckett telling Castle that he should probably go see a therapist. So he goes and sees Dr. Burke,
which
I want to thank, because I was trying to figure out who I knew this doctor, and I was sitting there going, who is this guy? And
I recognized him right away.
Yeah, and I sent out a tweet to our awesome fans and be like, hey, was this doctor in a previous season or anything like that? And we got Letitia at DesignGirl8. Letitia's is Let's Go P. That's what it's P-I. And Tulip,
People. PPL.
Yeah.
Let's go,
I
people.
Couldn't see. It looks like an I. I apologize. And Tulip, that they all sent me, and they're like, yeah, it is. It's the same one. It's Dr. Burke. It's the same therapist who helped her through her mom's murder case and how she was just kind of, you know, on the fritz the whole time. And thanks, guys. That was really helpful.
Yeah. So Dr. Burke helped Castle as well, put him under hypnosis to try and bring out some of those memories that he might have kind of, like, stashed way far in his back of his brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And trying to get him out. And it was kind of confusing for us watching this part because it was kind of a hodgepodge of all these mismatched things.
So many things.
You know, we had the man who was shot bleeding. We had he thought he was in a storage shed, but it was really the truck. Mm-hmm. Being chased, a guy who looked like Chuck Norris with the crazy tattoo,
yep.
The debate champion trophy. These things were all thrown at us in like a 2-minute span with yep. no context to them at all.
That image of him on the boat that we've seen so many times. Oh, yeah,
the
image of
the boat, correct? Like they showed us that same image like 4 or 5 times in the episode, and I was like, all right, we get it. He's on a boat. Move on.
But they never said how he got on the boat or got off the boat, because then it was like the boat, and then it was Jenkins Powers or whoever.
It was crap. I have it in here. But no, it was, assuming...
Jenkins. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it was right. Jenkins, yeah. Hang. It's been a while. Castle or whatever.
No, it's Philip Bartlett.
Philip Bartlett, thank you. Yes.
Sorry, there's too many names
in this episode. We have so many names in this episode tonight.
But no. Not to get into, like, too much of it, like, not lore, that's so weird. I'm thinking that probably right after the wedding, if we're gonna start off, let's say this was, like, the first day or the first week that he was gone, mm-hmm. let's just say they, like, threw him on a boat, like, right after, put him out into the Atlantic, and then Philip Bartlett was the one that found him, when really we found out who he actually was, and they were just replacing the memory of him.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking it was, like, right after the wedding. They knocked him out, put him on a plane, put him on a boat, and then they picked him up at the end.
They definitely knocked him out. They drug him out of the car, and then you gotta think, yeah, what did they do? That's where all the other answers come in. Yeah.
Exactly.
Did they drug him, and then he woke up in Thailand?
Yeah, I feel like they had to have drugged him.
And did he comply? For a lot of the time, did he, like, get with the mission?
I feel like was drugged, he had to have.
Not for 2 months he wasn't drugged. I mean, that would have been a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I'm going to assume that maybe he wasn't drugged, but because of the state that he was in, not during, but, like, after when he got back, that's probably what that mm-hmm. was. So, I don't know. It's such a strange... The fact that they don't give us everything, it leaves too much.
We're still missing so much.
I completely agree.
So, you know, we learn this Philip Bartlett guy, mm-hmm. he comes in the picture because he's the guy that he thinks he's seeing when he says, hey, it's been a while, Mr. Mm-hmm. Castle or whatever. And he thinks in his head that he was the co-debate champion winner with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he calls him and they meet, and Philip Bartlett's like, oh, I've, you know, been waiting for your phone call. And Castle's thinking, well, you know, obviously it was you. We did something together.
He mentioned something about...
Yeah.
Or not quite yet. Thailand.
But, yeah, exactly. Totally wrong Thailand story.
Yeah.
It involves some questionable behaviors.
Behavior.
Which is pretty common out there, apparently.
Yeah.
Every single TV show that that anybody could watch, they're just like, oh, I was in Thailand and went to a bar and then this happened.
I've heard it in real life as well.
I have heard
so
it in real life,
over
too.
A few dinner parties. So, yeah, apparently it's...
What a great way to...
An interesting
to
place.
Do dinner.
Yeah. Apparently. So, but Philip wasn't even in the correct city that Castle was in. He ended up being in Bangkok.
Yeah.
And he ends up doing wealth management, which he thought Castle was calling him because Castle has money.
And so then he clarifies, by the way, and so... I don't know about you guys, but I was slowly catching up. I'm like, okay, so wait, maybe he's not lying. He wasn't in Thailand with him. And then he throws down with, and by the way, I wasn't in debate.
Yeah.
What'd he say? I was in lacrosse?
He was in lacrosse.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, wait, so Castle's mixed up.
Yeah.
So that's why I was sitting there going, wait a minute. So maybe he is dreaming, because it wouldn't make sense for the debate thing if he's on lacrosse. But then that's when... we started to get more into it, that I was like, okay, this makes more sense. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and he doesn't seem like the guy, I don't know, that's me nitpicking. And I was like, he doesn't seem like a guy who'd be on the debate team. He seems kind of like a D-bag.
Yeah, I mean, probably a lot has changed since high school. You
Apparently,
never know.
Apparently, Bilal agreed with me. Just
now. Yeah, that's true. And let's see here. The tattoo on the guy was also in his little hypnosis thing. And he ended up, the tattoo, mm-hmm. when they figured it out, ended up being the name of a Chuck Norris movie.
I know.
So it kind of threw everybody off. Yeah, I wonder, I mean, that was it just a coincidence? Or what? Because that's very coincidental. If
you think about it, maybe from their perspective, maybe they saw it as, oh, Castle loves action movies. Maybe if we throw that in there, maybe back, you know, when we erase his memory later, maybe. I don't know. They could have been planning for it.
Or maybe it just
sparked something. I don't know. That was really strange of them to do.
They really didn't go in too deeply on why Jeff Powers was even in that vehicle with him. So I wonder if the, he was just kind of like a throw in there to kind of
it was very
mix
strange.
Up the story in Castle's brain. I don't know.
I mean, but he's very odd. Maybe the fact that because he did, Jeff Powers looked like Chuck Norris.
It just,
and the fact that they were in a jungle, it was just like, hey, you must be thinking of the movie.
Yeah.
It was like, it was a strong image for him to grab onto.
Yeah.
And then, so it did lead to investigating that part of the story, which was a puzzle piece.
Except for the tattoo, right?
Well, here's what I was waiting for, is when Lainey was going through the autopsy, I wanted her to say something like, oh, there's no tattoo here, though, or, oh, here is the tattoo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that never got brought up, so did he really have the tattoo even on him?
I don't know. Maybe it was...
It's in maybe his mind, thinking, oh, this guy looks like Chuck Norris.
Like he is.
Oh, the logo from the movie, put them together.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I don't understand it very well. I'm kind of like, I don't get it.
Because he was wrong. Sorry, he was wrong. No. Castle was wrong.
Yeah.
So he was wrong with partial images a lot of the way through, like thinking Jenkins was his partner in debate.
It's so weird. I don't know. That's why I don't like the fact that there's too many plot holes, because I can't really put them all together.
Yeah, I feel like the thing with Jenkins, though, because Bilal brought that up and said that his memory had been erased and replaced with Jenkins.
What he was supposed to remember.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of a different situation. I don't know. We're still missing so many answers throughout the whole plot.
Well, I think the next thing that happens, if I may, is that Martha... voices a lot of the same concern and confusion that we have right now.
Yeah.
And so there's this scene with her going, look, I'm worried about this. I don't like you pursuing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe this isn't good to dive into this, because he's getting a little manic.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. And, you know, and we all kind of saw this coming as soon as Rick Castle, the character, is just like, as soon as he gets just like a little tidbit of something, he's automatically... he just dives in.
Yeah.
And it just, it's really hard to get him out. But I did like that they put the family aspect of having Alexis and Mama Shades, but Mama Castle being able to be like, hey, we need help, because Castle's just, he's kind of out of it.
Exactly.
He's losing his mind.
I'm kind of glad, though, that Alexis was there, though, throughout the whole episode, and kind of like, are you really okay? Like, being like, you know, almost like a parent figure to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she mentioned, you know, you can talk to me about this kind of thing. Like, I'm old enough. Like, I'm not 10 anymore.
And I also like the fact that she went to Kate. Like, like a daughter would go to your mom. Like, hey, dad's kind of weird.
He's lost his mind.
He's lost his marbles. Can you do something? I really like that, you know, she did. Instead of just, even though she did at the next instance, that like, hey, you know, can we talk? It was more just like, Kate, help me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a very daughter thing to do.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
I like that I'm still getting used to seeing them, Kate and Castle, having scenes at home that are more intimate.
Yeah.
Where he calls her, like, well, Kate, you know, and... She had a few sweet names for him tonight.
Yeah.
And it's still like, I'm still getting used to that.
I love it.
You guys, yeah. It's different. But Kate, kind of like, different than Alexis and Martha, she was there for him personally, but then her professional side also, like, stood up for him.
But it was interesting
and
how
she helped him in the precinct.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Kind
and
of
I was,
both.
And I was thinking about that she kind of, like, stepped back a little bit. She was kind of like, okay, if that's what you think. It was
like
a very
trust.
It was a very life thing to do. Mm-hmm. Most cops would be like, okay, well, let's look into that. Let's be more, you know, let's find some more facts. She was just like, okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
So let's get back into the storyline here, because next thing we know, Jeff Powers is found dead. And
that was so eerie.
It was disturbing death of 8 teeth pulled out and a gunshot.
I don't even want to think about it.
Me cringe. Like,
can we
about
talk
it, it's
about
so gross.
When they Beckett and Castle went in the apartment and found him?
Yes,
yeah.
Because Alexis has something to say.
She had some very enlightening things.
So it might be again me being nitpicky, but I was just sitting there noticing a lot in this season and last. Well, no, I think it was mostly this season that every time when Kate and Castle are going into a room or a house or whatever where they're following a lead, he all of a sudden walks in and he just, like, bolts into the, like, he'll look around the room and then he'll go into a different room and then you hear Kate going, castle, and then there's a dead body.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you walk into...
castle?
Yeah, that's exactly how she does that. And I don't understand how every single dang episode that he just doesn't see it and just walks into a different room, but Kate finds it like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, so do you just not look in that direction? You're just like, oh, look, a room. Like, I don't understand how he misses a dead body every single time.
Well, I feel like he's so, like, determined that he doesn't even see that it's right there.
Like, this episode makes sense because he was kind of out of it, and he's just like, hey, plus, Jeff Powers, you know, this is me from Thailand. You remember?
Plus, the body was, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, when they walked in, it was behind, like, a wall. So it was a little bit more hidden. And then it normally is.
I don't know which episode it was this season, but there was one where there was a dead body on the floor and there was a couch. If you walk into a room because they're standing upright, you can see if there's a dead body on the floor. That couch has to be really high up.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have one of the writers on, we should ask them, like, did they know that they consciously replay that scenario? It is kind of a perfect analogy for their personalities in a way.
Yeah. And I like that.
Because he's aloof to a certain point. And it shows that Kate literally has, like, detector. Like, she goes right to it.
I feel like they definitely play that up.
Yeah, on purpose.
And it's not a problem. I'm just noticing it more often in this season. And I was just kind of like, really? That's like, I can't even count how many dead bodies you miss every single time you come into a crime scene.
Yeah. Well, and like Heather and Alexis and I were saying when we were watching the episode is that, you know, we are in season 7. So at this point in any series, you start to see like patterns in the story. I don't know if you guys feel that way too, but you're like maybe getting better to determining what's going to happen, although not this episode, because we were like, what?
Well, I mean, that's why I liked this episode, because it was a lot of information, and my brain feels like it's going to explode, but at the same time, it was great, because it was something that we really needed, and it was also, you were on your edge of your seat the whole time, which I liked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of Jeff Powers' death, we also got to meet a woman named Amber, who is an exotic dancer.
Exotica. I love how you took that instead of me saying. Is that where she actually works?
Yes.
Yeah,
they found the napkin.
The napkin was in Jeff's pocket, and it said Exotica, so they went there because obviously he was there the night before. Yeah. So they went to go kind of investigate and see what the heck was going on there. Yeah.
And Amber, I think, is a really good stripper name.
Totally.
Amber said, yeah.
But I feel bad for Amber because not so long after this, she winds up dead in the exact same place.
She was just doing her job, guys. She was just doing her job. She's just like, I'm going to go here, dance a little bit. She did not deserve to die. Make a get down tonight. You know? That was bad.
But she gave some really important information.
Yes.
Because she said that Jeff met his army buddy the night before, right?
Yep.
And can you work with our sketch artist and bring up a face for us, which they did. So that was key.
I'm curious to what you guys think the buzzing noise has to do with everything. Like, is it like a sound affiliation with the fact of memory?
That's what I was kind of thinking it was, is because everybody else didn't seem to be able to hear it. So I felt like when it triggered something in his brain of memory, maybe that sound is a correlation with that. I'm not quite sure. I'm just totally guessing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just it's like a very visceral way to bring back a memory. I thought actually when they worked with Dr. Burke to do the hypnosis and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, because I was there. I was like believing it. Like, wow, if you really slowed down, could you recount a dream more specifically?
Yeah. That'd be so cool. I totally was right there with you. Like,
and it is about feeling sound, smells.
Yeah, like, it made sense. It made total sense. I just found it very odd that it was a buzzing high-pitched noise. So I couldn't tell if it was like a device that they used or if it was just a sound that was just affiliated with it. You know, like
or the news broadcast or was it in the cafe?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, is it coming from the TV? Because it looked like every time when he was with Philip, there was a TV playing in the background.
Yeah.
Remember? And then he started getting a headache. And I was like, wait a minute. So that was intriguing to me because I was trying to figure out what was causing the noise, if that was just in his head or not. So,
because of this newscast and the buzzing, they were able to kind of pinpoint where in the newscast the buzzing was happening, which they were then able to pinpoint.
Freeze frame.
Ilya Golovkin, who... I totally butchered that, didn't I?
Golovkin.
Golovkin. Dang it, you guys,
Ilya Golovkin.
It's okay.
So apparently he was part of Russian Special Forces...
Yeah, he was... He got a title.
Yeah. And he seemed to be a very intricate part of this whole plan that seems to unfold in like 5 minutes.
That was crazy. I was just like, okay, well, all right, here we go.
Yeah. So we also, in the quick little moment there, we learned about Sunil's cafe where the guy who was in the truck bleeding from the bullet wound, we found out was Bilal.
Not to go too off topic, but I love that JJ was like, wow, this restaurant's really pretty.
Oh, the Indian restaurant? Yeah. It was. Well, didn't you guys notice that? So we talked to the hostess and I was like, okay, is that a real Indian restaurant in LA or did they build that whole entrance?
Because I think it,
I want to know.
I thought it was gorgeous.
And yeah. Someone who works on the show needs to let us know.
I'm sure they built it.
I'm going to say that they built
it. And it made me hungry.
Please don't bring food in right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we find out that that Bilal was, his whole, not description, but the whole explanation he had for Castle, I was done.
I was like, where is this going?
There were so many things that were involved with the fact of why he needed Castle in my brain. I was just kind of like, but why Castle?
Yeah.
Of all people in the very deep, dark banks of your memory, why Castle?
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about what we, since this episode's all about memory, what we remember he said.
Okay, so I started writing down like crazy, like all of my, my notes.
You're better
here.
Than I am.
So Bilal said that he was a transfer student at Castle's high school for 11th grade.
Exchange student.
There you go. Exchange student, excuse me. He's Pakistani, and he, after high school, he joined Al-Qaeda, and, you know.
No.
Yes.
Really?
I thought but first he was.
He was CIA first.
And then,
And then he left and
went Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And he did win share the debate trophy.
We find out. So him and Castle were the co-debate champions.
Right.
And we saw the picture.
Yes, we saw the picture.
That was a terrible Photoshop job.
Alexis didn't approve of that photo.
No approval. Just kidding.
You know, some crew member on Castle got that, like, it probably, how many hours do you think it took them Photoshop that photo?
I know.
I don't mean to
so
be mean.
So funny.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Nathan's head was so big.
Yeah.
Was it? I barely saw it.
It was just quick.
I'm going to try to freeze frame on it and we'll tweet it out this week.
Okay. We'll tweet it out this week.
Yeah.
So we find out also that Jeff's association with Bilal is he was his CIA agent, kind of trying to protect him. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Al-Qaeda is after him and all this crazy stuff. And basically, he knows way too much information than he should actually know. And he needs protection now.
Did we already say, because I have to look, Bilal is trying to get out of Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
But you don't do that.
Kind of.
Yeah. Because they're scary.
Yeah. It's like you stay or you die. That's the two things.
Yeah. So, like, as Bilal's, like, spewing all this information out as quickly as he possibly can, he's like, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here.
He made the phone call, like,
called
the cover's blown. Pick me up. And he said, my name's
Icarus. Yes. Code 791.
Yep. I've ruined that name.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Icarus.
Okay, so when that black SUV pulled up, I thought for sure this is getting flipped the switch. They're all dead. Like, yes, I thought for sure they're like, gonna like, blow up things.
I did too.
Blow up things.
I thought, and then when Bilal gets in the car, it was like so anticlimactic. I was like, well, that's it.
Until Golovkin comes.
Yeah, he shows up, and I was like, well, obviously Castle's not gonna die, but at the same time, I thought he was at least gonna get injured.
I thought he was at least gonna get shot.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
But, of course, typical villain stuff. He has to talk first, then do the shot. But then it was not his shot from his gun, and then he died. Because Jenkins showed up.
Woo! Jenkins to the rescue.
Save the day, Jenkins.
I just like that Castle decided to throw in that punch for, you missed my wedding.
You.
I know.
I miss my wedding. Yeah, because that was cute.
I mean, I get the reason, you know, that they had to take him away apparently that quickly because all these lives were at risk, and if they didn't do it that day. But I couldn't have waited one day.
Well, no, I mean, really, we really were made to believe, we were asked to believe that this was something that saved thousands of people's lives.
Yeah.
But so, do we really
And that's
know
why
that?
I wonder.
Right.
No, I do. I believed it. And I, because I believe in the CIA. I believe in the United States. It's kind of true. That's why I think Castle might have been conscious during.
Yeah.
Conscious and actively participating during those 2 months. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. But,
Can I throw this out here real quick?
Yes.
I wonder if once they got Castle there, they drugged him obviously to get there. I wonder if it was more kind of like a prisoner situation, like you go along with this mm-hmm. or you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But at the same time, I feel like.
That could be a whole episode.
No, it
should be.
I feel like
I wonder
in, the
if they will.
In the beginning.
Are they done?
I think in the beginning they did that. But after he finds out who actually asked for him,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it changed. Personally. No.
Okay.
Find out. We're both confused, Alexis.
What?
Wait. Find out who they asked for who. Sorry.
Sorry. Weren't we talking about why Castle went there? Or was I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. Castle. We thought that it was the fact that he was taken prisoner, right?
Yes.
Like, he was taken,
yes.
you know, mm-hmm. they crashed the car, they took him, and it's like, if you don't do this, you die.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. That's
so,
what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think.
We assume.
We assume.
Yeah, and that's what I'm assuming, too, in the beginning. But mm-hmm. I think when they finally met up with Bilal. That he goes, oh, I remember you.
Yes.
What's going on? And he
then
explains
he
what happens, and he goes, yeah, I'll help you.
If it, gotcha.
Because if it's supposedly to save 10,000 mm. people, you think
yeah.
that...
Castle would totally be down
yeah.
for that.
Exactly.
Right. You're right.
And may have done amazing things.
Yeah, that we yeah. don't know about
right.
yet.
Right. Right.
So that's what I'm thinking. Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse everybody, but that's mm-hmm. what I was thinking was that, yeah, at first they were like, if you don't do this, yeah, you die.
Mm-hmm.
But... in the end, he did it knowingly. And then
yeah.
they were just like, well, I don't want to remember these terrible things that I did, the things that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to erase my memory, because I don't
right.
want Kate to know. I don't want Alexis to
he
know.
He could have done some really terrible
no
things
choice.
To help save Bilal and those thousands
yeah.
of people.
Yeah. I mean, if he's sitting there getting shot
But
at,
only to bad guys, because he's
to
such
bad
a
guys.
Good guy.
Well, no, of course. Yeah.
Alexis, could we reenact the punch between
Alexis
and Jenkins?
I refuse.
No, not really. But will you be Jenkins and I'll be Castle? Because remember
yes.
how we love that moment? Okay. You made me what was that? You made me lose my wedding.
What is this, dinner
ruin
theater?
My wedding?
I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, okay. You made me miss my wedding.
Oh, wait, what did he do? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I hated that.
Take two.
No,
take
don't
two.
Make me do it.
You want to do it?
No.
You were so funny in the trailer. Okay, you hit me, I'll do it.
No. The reason why she wants to do this is because the fact that Jenkins was breathing really hard after. And as a martial...
We were all laughing.
As a martial artist, I was just sitting there going, who breathes like that after being punched in the nose? But that could be just to
he can't breathe.
Well,
yeah, because his nose is broken.
What you really said, Alexis, is that what you actually said... confessions from the viewing trailer.
Oh my word.
We viewed the show tonight in a really cute little Airstream trailer, guys, so that's why I say from the trailer. Alexis, you said
behind the scenes.
I've punched someone before.
Oh my goodness.
And they don't breathe that hard.
That's what you said. She just threw me under the bus there. Yes.
No, I mean
as a martial artist, I have punched somebody. I'm not going to name names. Earnshaw. and they
Do we have
don't,
a picture?
No. And they don't breathe like that.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion.
All right.
I could be wrong. There could be other martial artists out there that have like, yes, that's how they breathe. But I wasn't going to bring
all
it
right.
up.
Just doing a little
JJ's
fact checking.
Just giving you guys all the behind the scenes
yeah.
scoop.
Yeah.
Gosh. But anyway, but that was a really cool thing about they kind of wrapped it up with a bow
yeah.
like they usually
mm-hmm.
do. And then everything was just all, of course, when they're like, Castle, you can't tell, you can't
nice.
Tell anybody. And then he tells Alexis, he tells
yeah.
his mother, and
yeah.
then he tells Kate.
Yep. And everything was back to normal
Having
and beautiful
wine,
life.
Kissing.
You know, it's funny. So notice they didn't have him tell Ryan and Espo because they...
Well, not yet, maybe.
I
really hope that he doesn't so that they get mad at him again.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny.
That'd be funny. Mm-hmm. So I believe JJ has some news and gossip about this
Pretty please.
Show here, maybe what? Next week.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah, thanks for that, Steven. Those some groovy tunes. Well, we had a big announcement last Thursday, I believe, that Nathan Fillion has signed back on for season 8.
Yay!
Woo! We don't know that we're going to have a season 8,
Aww.
But we love you, Nathan.
I saw.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of, could you do the second picture? There he is. That's the Avengers premiere.
Look how cute he looks.
Face.
Did you guys see him at the...
I did.
At the Avengers
yes.
premiere.
Yes,
I did.
Looking adorable. So this is really interesting. So now the news as you guys know, is will Stana resign?
Mm-hmm.
Because
oh, yeah, she's the last
point,
one, right?
At this point, we don't know.
Well, she's filming something, isn't she, right now?
Yes.
Yeah, so she might be busy. Yes,
she is overseas currently filming something.
Yep. Oh, look at her in that red dress.
God, she always looks good. I say nothing.
She's overseas, being fabulous.
As per usual, probably kicking some booty.
And then the other extremely exciting thing that I think Alexis will want to talk about.
I'm not going to talk about it too much because I haven't done my research yet, but I did hear that they are making a Firefly online game, and I'm really excited to see how this goes. So I don't know much about it. I'm still trying to kind of learn more things because I don't want to get anything spoiled for me, but at the same time, if there's too many bugs or if something goes wrong, they might delay it. But I feel like it's for anybody who's a Firefly fan, there is a video game coming out.
It's supposed to be out this spring. Mm-hmm, we know that. There's a really cool promo video online.
Yes, there is.
We have another shot of it, Steven, of Nathan voicing Mal. There he is.
Yeah. Oh, Malcolm Reynolds.
Cool.
And we have Captain Tight Pants.
Captain Tight Pants.
That's what he's called in the show. He's called Captain Tight Pants. Because that's what he is.
And that's a shot from the video that is a promo. You did. Tell us.
I can't remember his name right now. He's not a Baldwin brother, but his last name is Baldwin. And he's been in TV shows like Chuck and Firefly and a couple other things. And I met him at a con. And he signed a picture from Firefly that I had.
Very cool.
I didn't gather from the video who he was because they didn't properly pronounce it or announce him. But so he
Adam Baldwin.
Damn. Nice!
Oh, dang.
Bam!
I love you, Adam Baldwin. But yeah, no, he's awesome. I assume he's going to be voicing in the
video game as well.
Yes. These guys are usually really, really close friends. They all kind of hang out. They actually still do video games together. Like, I know that Gina Torres, who's also a good friend of Nathan Fillion, who was in the show, also did Destiny with Nathan Fillion at one point in the video game. So it's nice. And they're also going to all be together for that Alan Tudyk TV show Con Man as well. So so there's a lot of the cast is getting together.
There is a revival. Nice. They're building up some steam.
Oh yeah, which is awesome because that fan base is huge. Yep. Which I'm part of that. So,
Awesome. Lastly, if you guys saw our episode, two or three weeks ago, we had John Huertas on as a guest.
John Huertas.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And we would like to put out a photo, an autographed photo of John. Very attractive photo, by the way.
Good picture of him.
Of him in his NYP outfit.
I don't really know any
outfit.
Pictures that he doesn't take very well.
That's true.
Yeah. My sister commented on the photo that she likes him better with short hair, like in the photo.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he actually signed that, you guys.
Yes, yeah, that's an actual signed that. With marker. We have a picture of that somewhere. Not here, but I meant like JJ tweeted.
JJ's tweet.
Yeah. That
right.
He was signing it.
We're going to put it out again tonight. We're going to say the 25th person who retweets my tweet. I will send you this photo. It's been touched by John Huertas. It's been touched by Alexis. It's been touched by Heather.
Or petted.
And even Steven got his germies on it. Steven won't touch it. He's a germaphobe.
I'm afraid.
He's afraid.
I don't want to catch the attractiveness.
Oh, stop.
You've already got it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, ladies, let's get into some predictions. Yay.
For next week's episode, which is... Is that what it's called? In Plain Sight?
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping it was going to be called Snakes on a Plane, too. I feel like they're going to be pulling out all the crazy plane movie
puns. Feel like next week we are not getting any information. It's going to be crazy.
No, because they wrapped it up with a bow. They're not going to bring it. They're not going to open it back up.
We need it opened back up.
I know, but I mean, what? We have like three more episodes?
Yeah, four more episodes.
Three or four. I can't remember.
So it goes to episode 24, I believe. So.
Okay. So, yeah, so we have four more episodes. That's awesome. But, yeah, I feel like this is just another thing where Castle's by himself doing something.
To anyone who's afraid of flying at all, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to be on an airplane the whole episode.
Don't want
I'm not afraid of flying, but those snakes kind of creep me out.
Snakes on a plane.
No.
See,
they were yellow, weren't they?
I do. I know. My roommate has four snakes.
Yes.
Could you bring one?
No. You're not bring one.
Okay, no. Never mind.
That is a horrible my roommate
will
idea.
Do it. My roommate says that if anybody wants to ever see snakes, she will bring all four of them.
I will not
and
be
let
here
them
if there is a snake in here.
I just won't tell you. You'll just show up.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'll do the show from out there.
But yeah, no. I'm not afraid of flying. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I'm not either.
No.
No, flying's no biggie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do it so often.
I know that we're going to have some really... So next week, we anticipate something really kind of fun and maybe comedic. And then what is going to happen towards the end of the season? I mean, we're starting to, like, point towards? Are they going to do something crazy in the final episode?
Here's my thinking.
That's tough. Yeah.
Because now that we're almost guaranteed a season 8, mm-hmm. and we know from talking with John and Seamus that they just pretty much are wrapping up filming right now.
Yes,
so
they are.
I feel like
they know
that there's going to be a season 8 while they're wrapping, so they're not actually going to put that cute little bow on the final episode because we got another season to go.
Yeah, that's true.
But they still do a hanger. Yeah,
totally
like some kind
hangers.
Of a, like.
It can't be as bad as last season's hanger.
That was the worst.
Oh.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was like.
No, thank you.
That's so painful.
That was very painful.
That was painful. And like how long.
But they were able to do that because of the fact that it was a big thing for fans. They wanted the wedding and they were like, haha, just kidding. No wedding for you.
It was so mean and cruel.
But I don't, to be honest, as much as I would like for this story to continue, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to wrap, like, if let's say Jenkins is lying, they'll wrap it up in the last four episodes at one point and then we're going to get a whole new thing for season.
Yeah, they had the opportunity, I think, tonight to wrap it up. I think
if he's telling the truth, that's it. That's it. We're done. We don't need to know anymore.
Okay, this is very predictable, but they're not going to dangle like a pregnancy in the final episode, are
they? No, a lot of fans are thinking that that's going to happen. That there has to be a baby or
kind of predictable.
Yeah, it is kind of predictable, but that's what they want though.
Yeah, I feel like that would kind of ruin the dynamics of the show and how things are run because who's going to stay at home with this baby?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about
working
that.
Mom problems.
Castle. It's going to be Castle.
You can't. Remember, we had him out those four episodes or whatever when he wasn't even on the task force anymore. And it would kind of ruin the show, to be honest. I mean, the PI thing was funny, blah, blah, whatever. It didn't work after that.
I mean,
you had to bring him back.
Well, I mean, not to be the bearer of bad news, let's say the season 8 is the last season. Let's just say.
Yep,
I'm not trying to say that. If it is the last season, if she does get pregnant, that's a good way to end the series.
Yeah, I feel like they got to do it at the end of the season, though, if they're going to do it.
Yeah, of course. They're not going to put it in there. If that's the case, they would put in the last two episodes of season 8.
Exactly.
And then do like a, 10 years later, and then there's Kate with the kid running
that
around.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Also, it'd be like a How I Met Your Mother kind of thing, where they're like, here's the future.
I'm gonna put a prediction out there, just because I think the writers understand, all of us fans, how connected we are to the show. I don't think the whole story would be that just she's pregnant, they're going to have a baby, and that's over. There's going to be, we care so much about their professional lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think there'll be a lot going on there as well.
And to be honest, I think Mama would be watching the baby more than anything.
True.
I really do.
She's
I feel like
give
she,
up her
with
Broadway
that hair?
Career.
No, I mean she did it for Alexis. I think she would do it for the second grandchild, especially if it's a boy. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cute if they have a baby.
They
it should
a boy.
Be a boy.
Yep.
Yeah, because they already have
a
Alexis.
Little castle.
Yeah.
Oh God. But yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep.
That's literally my prediction from here till season 8.
I agree. Okay. Yeah. Everybody out there, make sure to tweet us your predictions and let us know what you're thinking about the end of this season, next season, anything you want to tweet us, let us know. JJ, where can they find you on social media?
Thanks, Heather. At J2 Snyder. I'd love to talk to you guys this week. Thanks for watching.
You can find me all over the social medias, the interwebs, as ATORS890. You can also follow me at Black Hollywood Live for Geek Nerd Tech, and you can also help out my family. We all coach basketball on the weekends, and we need to send 40 kids to Miami for an East Coast tournament.
Nice.
So if you can go to btelitebasketball.org and just give us a little donation or something, it would help out my parents and me and everybody. We would really
awesome.
Appreciate it.
High five, girlfriend.
Good for
Thank you.
You. Good for you.
You guys can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Periscope now. I just got it.
Hey!
Guys. So excited.
I'm an Android user, so I don't know
yet. Across all boards of social media, you can find me at Heather Joy Smith. Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.